Please rise for a time of prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. For the Holy Christian Church, here in our community of Philomath and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord. For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord. For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord. Also, Lord, we pray for Jim Holroyd, that you would cover him and watch over him in his surgery in the week ahead. Lord, also for Janet Oren as she mourns the loss of Jim. Be with the Oren family in the days and weeks ahead. Lord, for Arnold in the hospital, perhaps undergoing an appendectomy, cover him with your care and comfort his soul. Also for Joel Bond in his recovery and sickness, for Sandy and Max, Gail and Sarah, and the gift of life given to her, a new baby for that family. Also those on our sick and recovering list, for Dylan, Kai, Bev, Haley, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Amber, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle, Darlene, Ava, Paul, Evan, Brian, Shelley, Chris, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Betty, Cheryl, a young girl and her family, Gary Hayworth, Ron, Rosanna, Jeff, and John Leach. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Amen. The congregation may be seated, and we invite forward our choir for our choral anthem.